All right, some more important concepts that we have to know. First one, now we're moving into the pharmacy side. First one is drug. A drug is anything that a person takes that will produce changes in their body. Now, those changes could be for good reasons, or they could be for recreational reasons, or they could be for bad reasons. Typically, when we talk about nursing and healthcare, what are we trying to do? Good things, trying to help someone. But it doesn't necessarily mean that only good things will happen as a result of putting the drug in their body. The next thing we have to understand is what's called a prodrug. Now, anytime you see the word pro at the beginning of a word in healthcare, what that's most of the time going to mean is something that turns into the second part. So a prodrug is a chemical that will turn into a drug. So it's a chemical that has to be activated somehow before it actually is the drug. So if you hear, occasionally we'll say this is a prodrug, that'll mean it becomes the drug once it's in the body. Pharmacology is just the study of drugs. Pharmacotherapeutics is the study of how we use drugs to treat diseases. Now, effectiveness is how well the drug works. And there's actually two sub-concepts that we'll talk about, efficacy and potency. We'll talk about those in a moment. Safety. Now, safety is drugs produce sometimes bad effects as well. Sometimes too much of a good effect can become bad. So there's a couple different ways that we measure safety. One of them is what we call therapeutic range and therapeutic index, and we'll talk about those in a few minutes. Next one was selectivity. Ideally, the drug would only affect what? The disease or the pathogen. So say, for instance, you have flesh-eating bacteria. Ideally, the drug you give for that would only affect flesh-eating bacteria. It would not affect the normal bacteria that are in your gut. If you have a drug that you're taking because of high blood pressure, ideally it would only affect blood pressure and nothing else. Next one is reversible action. Some drugs make changes that are permanent. Once you give the drug, it can't be undone until your body replaces that tissue. Other times, you can reverse the action by use of an antidote. So the ideal drug would have reversible action so that if a person took too much or if they had a bad reaction, you could give them an antidote and it would change it. The next one is predictability. Now, are people predictable? Did I know coming in today that everyone was going to look exactly as they looked? Did I have a generic little student stamp in my head that I go student one, student two, and I have to write 1, 2, 3 on your foreheads to know who you are? No? Why? Because we're all different. Okay, and if you come back in tomorrow, you might be different. You might have different clothes, different hairdo. There's a whole industry dedicated to making women look like someone else. Or maybe it was a bad day. Maybe you had a bad night's sleep. Maybe you got frustrated reading the book. Maybe you forgot to have your coffee. So today you're like, yeah, let's learn. And tomorrow you're like... So there's variability even within one person. So the variability within one person also leads to a lack of predictability. So some drugs are going to be highly unpredictable in the way they affect people, or even the same person from one day to the next. Other drugs will be very predictable. Now, which one do we want?
Very predictable.
Well, very predictable is better, but unpredictable makes sure you have a job. predictable is good. Administration. Administration is the way you actually give the drug. And we'll talk about that in a little bit more detail. Interactions. Do drugs ever interact with one another?
Yes.
Yes. Now, how many of you are a fan of Heath Ledger? Who's planning on watching Batman The Dark Knight?
Hello.
All right. Now, the drugs that Heath Ledger took that killed him, very low-level drug. I mean, there was nothing crazy in his body at the time, but the mixture of those several different drugs was enough to produce a lethal result. So drugs interact with one another. Sometimes the interaction will get bigger. Sometimes it will cancel each other out. It just depends on the nature of the drug. Next one is cost. Do you want a drug that costs a lot or costs a little? Yeah, it would be better to have a low cost. Now, some of the drugs that you're going to be giving in the hospital are literally hundreds or thousands of dollars for one pill or a couple drops of liquid. So don't drop them. Next one we have is chemical stability. Is it better to have a drug that only lasts for 30 days and then it goes bad? Or is it better to have a drug that will last for years?
Years.
Well, years is better. Then we have names. Now, drugs have three or four different names. We have the generic name, the trade name, and the chemical name. And then there's also sometimes an international name. In the case of HIV drugs, sometimes there's like six names. So, which is easier to remember? Acetaminophen or Tylenol?
Tylenol.
Okay. Now, what's the problem with saying Tylenol? No, there's only one brand of Tylenol. Okay, but there's different formulations. So they have Tylenol PM, which is acetaminophen plus something else. They have Tylenol cold and sinus, which is acetaminophen plus something else. You have extra strength Tylenol, which means... And then there's regular strength, which means... Yeah, so... It would be a lot easier if we just all called it acetaminophen 325 or acetaminophen 500, because that's really all it is acetaminophen one dose or acetaminophen another dose. But you have these brand names that are a lot easier to understand. Now, sometimes brand names also have emotional connotations. I mean, who wouldn't want to take Levitra? I'd just be lifted up in my spirits. I would levitate. You float off the ground. I really want to be in Viagrated. You know, Viagra. You know, it's just... You know, I'm kind of tired, and I'd really like some Sonata. Yeah, just shift off to sleep. You know, so sometimes there's a drug called Abilify. Now, I don't know what it is, but I want it. Yeah, so drugs have kind of emotional names. Sometimes they make you think about certain things that would make you, maybe I want to be in that. Maybe I should have that. So in the hospital, unfortunately in healthcare, there's no perfect drug name. What we would like is for the drug name to have a very easy generic name that doesn't have a connotation that makes people want to take it. However, whoever discovers the drug gets to name it. Now, do you think it's easier to remember Claritin or Loratadine?
Claritin.
Okay. Is it easier to remember Valium or Diazepam?
Valium.
Okay. Is it easier to remember Darvon or Propoxyphene?
Darvon.
Yeah. Okay. So you have whoever discovers the drug gets to name it, and typically they're going to name it something obscure so that people don't remember that, but they do remember the brand name. Because what will happen eventually is that drug will run out of its patent, and then it'll go generic. And no one's going to remember Propoxyphene, but people will remember Darvon. No one will remember Loratadine, but everyone will remember Claritin. So that's one of the ideas there. Now, one of the other problems we have with using the trade name or brand name instead of the generic name is sometimes the drug inside the brand name will change and, don't tell anyone. So, for example, if you go to Walmart or Walgreens and buy some Sudafed today, what will you get inside of that Sudafed? What drug will be inside of it? Yes, you should. It's phenylephrine. But for years, what was inside of Sudafed? Pseudoephedrine. Sudafed, pseudoephedrine. So they pulled a fast one on us because in Florida, pseudoephedrine is kind of quasi-controlled now. So the drug name changed. How many of you have grandparents who like Ex-Lax? Don't raise your hand. All right. For years, more than 100 years, Ex-Lax was marketed a drug called phenylphthalein. One day, the FDA said, you know, I don't care that you've been using it for 100 years for this purpose. We don't think it works very well. So Well, you can't market it anymore. So what they did was they said Ex-Lax, new formulation. And now Ex-Lax is a different drug, even though it has the same name. So again, one of the problems you have is sometimes people don't know what they're taking when they take brand names. And then the final thing we want to talk about is the therapeutic objective. Now, if a person has high blood pressure, what's the purpose in treating them?
Lower their blood pressure.
Okay. If a person has flesh-eating bacteria, what's the purpose in treating them?
Kill the bacteria.
So when we're giving a drug, we want to know why we're giving it, what's supposed to happen.